inch by inch, row by row.
14 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning, 27th of August, and it sort of feels like October. And with us on the line with this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. That's entirely too negative, you know. We've got to have some sun, some more summer yet and more sunshine yet. So not to mention ripening all those tomatoes and eating all that other good stuff from our garden.
But still, there might be some precautions that we might want to take here with these winds that are expected for this afternoon.
Well, yes, there is that. I mean, yeah, I might think about putting the dome over your garden. You know, it's not too late to keep it drier, of course. And, yeah, the winds last weekend were traumatic for some. I got to inspect a very nice Dolgo crabapple tree that got snapped off at the base, unfortunately. It was weird wind because it's swirling all over the place and almost like it was coming from a different direction, which is kind of hard to imagine around here. But, yeah, stuff got snapped off, broken off, and still there is, for things that are rather fragile at this point, the big tuberous begonias. I had one of those that snapped off. So it's worth even putting some stakes in at this late date. Look at some of the trees, if people were watching what their trees were doing, particularly newly planted trees normally that don't have a good, well-anchored root system. Having them staked for the first couple of years is worthwhile. And with dwarf apple trees, particularly other dwarf fruit trees, they too, recommendation is usually to keep them staked for most of their life. I mean, in commercial orchards, they are staked essentially forever until they are removed. So think about that, because fall tends to be our windier time, unless, of course, it's summertime.
And also, the bulbs are starting to show up in stores now, right?
They are, yep. At least the big box stores have bulbs. So if we're going to be planting bulbs this fall, and it's way too early right now to plant them, but we can get them now, keep them, and then bring them home, put them in a cool place. Make sure that they're not in plastic bags that don't breathe. You know, so if you have to open them up, make sure these are alive, remember. So they want to breathe. So if you've got a cool garage, a cool corner of the garage or something like that, they're on the floor, open them up. And because it'll be a month or so from now before we start planting and into certainly through all of October and maybe November, depending on what kind of interesting weather we have this fall.
Should that place
we'll talk more about that in another program, of course.
Sure, but should that place in the garage, should that be kind of dark and as well as cool?
The darkness doesn't matter so much. It's more a temperature issue, because if they are too warm and if, like I said, in a plastic bag, they can actually start to rot in there. So we don't really want them starting to grow roots already. Because once we put them into the soil, which is going to be moist and cool, that will stimulate root growth.
Also, there's some other gardening events happening this weekend. I know we talked earlier about last weekend's harvest fair, but still some stuff going on?
There is. This weekend is the food festival down at the Jack downtown at the old Armory building. And so there will be vendors, local vendors, who will be selling produce, locally grown produce. There's going to be lots of garlic for eating and for planting available, potatoes and herbs. There should be salad greens. I know I've got a friend of mine who is going to be selling newly harvested potatoes and all sorts of good stuff. There should be books and tools, and I think that I hope the hydroponics guy will be there. And then there are also going to be half-hour workshops. I know of three so far. One on growing kale, one on home brewing, and one on composting so far. And I'm not sure about what else is yet to be added there. So starts at 9 o'clock in the morning down at the Jack. So, I mean, for the fresh goodies, usually you don't want to wait too late on that. And I believe it goes till 2 o'clock.
And Saturday.
On Saturday.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
Okay. We'll see you down at the Jack on Saturday.
Master Gardener Ed Byarski with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO during the spring, summer, and early fall.